Time for our thought for the day now, 7:29. And as I mentioned, Martin Spettigue's here. Martin is a follower of Sri Chinmoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning again, Mark. This week has seen two significant events: the 200th anniversary of Trafalgar and the first 6 months since tsunami. Last Boxing Day, as we heard of the rising death toll of tsunami, the figures seem almost unbelievable. Nearly the whole population of Ipswich, 100,000, had been killed within minutes of the waves striking Sumatra. In the 6 months since then, we've seen 40 countries pledging aid and 1 million children vaccinated for measles. 2 million received food aid, and almost all those living in emergency tents have now temporary shelters. The experts tell us that the relief aid is now passing from an emergency phase to a long-term reconstruction phase, which could take 10 years to complete. The finale of the Trafalgar celebrations at Portsmouth was the setting off of 12 tons of fireworks, which was pretty spectacular by any standards. The historian commentators told us how Nelson courageously broke new ground in his battle tactics. Instead of the traditional two lines of opposing ships slogging it out, he sailed at right angles through his enemy's line with devastating effect. New thinking is coming to tsunami relief. Much aid is now slanted towards dealing with psychological damage. One very successful program called Kids to Kids has involved thousands of school children in Europe, America, Australia, and Japan sending artwork and letters of friendship and understanding with a small present to the orphans and suffering children of tsunami. Jesus, the Buddha, and other great founders of religions broke new ground and gave us new teachings and showed us new ways to achieve religious and spiritual satisfaction. To make progress, to achieve a goal, it may be necessary to break away from traditional thinking. However, Lord Krishna explains in the Gita, the Hindu's Bible, that new and traditional ways can all lead to God when he said that the worship of God can be done at any time, in any place, and in any manner. Goodbye.